My name's Ali Alexander, and I'm the owner-operator of Café The Preview. James's place runs with Café The Preview staff being a mentor one-on-one program. So the kids actually do most of the work themselves, and they have the backup and of a staff member one-on-one with them, just to give them that confidence if they lack at the time, they don't feel like they're on their own. And hopefully towards the end of the program, they'll actually have the confidence to be able to work, you know, almost unsupervised.
I wanted to have a try of being in a restaurant and in a team.
And what do you think of it?
Pretty good. It's nervous with the first try. A couple of tries, I have more confidence.
What have you enjoyed so far?
Seeing people happy and enjoying the time they're having.
It has been very stressful, but I've coped with it really well.
So is this something that you can imagine doing as your career down the track?
Yeah, I could.
I'm Rosie O'Brien from Wangaratta District Specialist School. All of the students that I have an intellectual disability, but every one of them is quite capable of having a mainstream job. And to be able to get the businesses to understand and look at their abilities rather than their disabilities is the biggest step of the whole lot.
What's been hardest about all of this?
I think all the organising and watching everyone, you know, having to come in early and do prep and stuff like that would be just all the new people who haven't had that experience going in and like serving tables and stuff like that. So,
what about your ambitions from here?
Well, I'm the apprentice chef, so I'm doing a Cert 3 in hospitality, and I'm hoping with all this stuff I'll get to being a chef sooner or later.
This is the real world. They are learning everything exactly as it happens in the real world, with all the problems, all the rewards, all the problem solving that goes with it.
What transformations have you seen over this process in these young people?
An amazing amount of confidence growing. Students that were very shy and couldn't look people straight in the face, they are now communicating openly and with confidence. The self-esteem has been amazing.
Well, I thought that people would judge us differently if we made mistakes or something went wrong.
And what has the actual experience been like then?
Well, not being judged if you've done something wrong or the mentors pull back on if you need help. This is nice.
It's very easy for society to stereotype people, and I think it comes from the top of the business owner that you need to show that you're willing to give people a go, and then maybe the customers are willing to give people a go. And maybe things aren't always perfect, but you know, these kids are out there and they're trying and they've got an opportunity if we allow it.
So what is the future of James's Place and this initiative?
Ellie and my vision for it is to make it a far broader program so that it wouldn't just be for the special school students but would be for other students or other young adults who haven't had the opportunities to have the training, etc. Students that maybe haven't fitted into mainstream schooling. And there's a lot of young people out there that this would benefit. There are a number of these students who do really want to go into hospitality now because they've had a taste for it. But even the ones that don't want to secure a place in hospitality, the transferable skills that they have learned can go with them to any workplace.
These kids are more than capable of doing the jobs that and the roles that are often given away to someone else before them. So I think it's just about giving them that chance to shine.